Do you sometimes feel weak and lacking in strength and power to accomplish some of the things you desire to do? Then please listen to missionary Richard Yerby in Japan as he preaches, Jesus Christ, My Strength.
In the New Testament book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, the Apostle Paul declares most boldly, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Presently, you and I can be exactly like the Apostle Paul in this aspect. Now, if you are vain in your thoughts upon hearing that, you might think somewhat along these lines. Good. I want to fly through the sky like Superman. However, in order to enter into the powerful blessedness and victorious life of that spiritual truth that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, a person must first take on the mindset of God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, when there in the Garden of Gethsemane, shortly before he drank the cup of Almighty God's wrath on sinful mankind, he prayed to God the Father in heaven, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That holy scripture is the gospel according to Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Next, I call your attention to the Apostle Paul, who first appears in the Bible by the name of Saul in the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 58. You please start reading there and read forward through the book of Hebrews to read of all the mighty works and acts that Almighty God in heaven accomplished through his Apostle Paul. Think deeply and seriously upon Paul's life motto in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That totally honest proclamation by Paul tells us the secret to him being able to do all things through Christ which strengthened him. His life was totally sold out to his Creator God and Savior, Jesus Christ. His first and foremost desire was to do Christ's will, and in the end, men killed him for doing just that. Whereupon Paul gained a martyr's crown and much eternal reward in heaven. Each of us should desire to enter into such a victorious life on earth. Praying thus wise is a good start to that victorious life. Lord Jesus Christ, please change my heart and my selfish will, so that I truly and fully submit my entire being unto thee, making thee my life and my all. Lift me up to the lofty, glorious plateau where I desire nothing else but to always do thy perfect will regarding everything that my brief earthly journey consists of. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, after a long list of life-threatening perils that Paul had been through, he then victoriously declares, Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him, Christ, that loved us. My friend, please pray this. Almighty God in heaven, please conquer all the negative things in life that are pulling me down and give me God's victory over them all. Amen. In the Old Testament, David was a man after God's own heart. Listen to some of the mighty acts God did through David. Psalms 18, verse 29. For by thee, meaning God, I have run through a troop, and by my God, I have leaped over a wall. Psalms 44, verse 5. Through thee, God, will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. Psalm 60, verse 12. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Pray this, please. Almighty God, my Creator, please recreate my heart to make it into that of a person after God's own heart. Please conquer and take away everything in my life that is destroying me. Amen. Along with strengthening us, Christ also watches over us to protect us. Safety is of the Lord, is written in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31. I am most thankful for Almighty God's daily guarding over my life ever since I was born in 1946. Up to this day, in the year of our Lord 2023, when I am speaking these words. You guys who like to read Dangerfield true adventure stories, please go to my autobiography in the book section on my website. Open chapter 10 and scroll down just short of halfway into the chapter to read about two companions and me wading knee-deep in a snaky Mississippi swamp on a dark summer night in 1964, wading out to a small wooden rowboat floating in the shallow swamp, roped to a tree. We three teenage boys then line up on one side of the boat with me in the middle and strain to lift up that side to dump out most of the rainwater that almost filled the boat, planning to do night fishing in it. As we got the near side of the heavy boat partly raised, I called out a warning there might be a water moccasin under the boat. My two pals each held a flashlight in one hand, so one of them quickly spotlighted the water surface area that was under the boat, just 3 feet in front of our legs, and sure enough, a large, fat, poisonous moccasin was twisting back and forth on the surface, confused at our intrusion, and likely to become terribly mad over it. Upon seeing that terror, both of my fateful pals quickly released their hold on the boat and turned to flee to the rear to get out of the water. Now, deserted and alone in the dark, I am straining ever so hard to hold that heavy boat up alone and with my left hand and arm only, while with my right hand unfastening the holster strap on my right hip and ever so carefully drawing my .22 caliber semi-automatic pistol out of its holster and carefully thumbing off its safety with my right thumb while maintaining a firm grip on its stock so as to avoid dropping my snake terminator into that knee-deep slimy swamp. Wisely, before entering the swamp, I had readied my snake weapon by chambering a round of ammo in the chamber, ready to be fired. There were 9 more 22 caliber long rifle cartridges in the spring-loaded clip in the pistol stock, and each of those 10 bullets was a hollow point bullet that flattened well upon impact, sometimes even splattering, and thus would do a good job of flaying snake meat. You will be awed to read the outcome of that encounter. As I battled that poisonous viper literally single-handedly, strangely, I become a poet, putting the remainder of that life-threatening battle into a poem, the likes of which you have never heard. Read it, I beg of you. Chapter 10 of my book titled For We Are Journeying, in the book section of my website. That URL is christisall.us. Separate those 3 words with 2 dashes. Warning, that story just might be too terrifying for you gentle, soft, feminine ladies and teenage young ladies. After all, we all know what little girls are made of, sugar and spice and everything nice. But you women folk listening to me now, please urge all the men folks and the boy folks in your family and in your daily life to please check it out. Because we all also know what little boys are made of. Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. So that true adventure story is most appropriate for all men and boys. I would greatly appreciate it if you would please spread the word. That's all for now. Do watch out for snakes.